one of the reasons why we, what the Rebbe is telling us is that one of the reasons why we have problems seeing Geula is already here. One of the reasons why we have problems seeing the revelation is because we look at reality from the perspective of a Makabe. We explained earlier that the only reason why we see light as revelation really happens when the light is getting less is that there's a greater revelation of the source of the light. How do we get, how does the Makabe able to appreciate the greater revelation of the source of the light? By being closer to the Mashpia and becoming one with the Mashpia, then the Makabel sees reality from the same perspective as the Mashpia and realizes is one with the source of the light and realizes that the source is where it's at and the light is only an external revelation which compared to the source is dark. So the reason why we look at the world and we see a world becoming darker and darker is because we're looking at it from the wrong perspective. We're looking at it from the perspective of a Makabel. And from the perspective of a Makabel, so all you see is more darkness. Less light means more darkness. But from the perspective of a Mashpia, if we realize and develop our keches as Mashpiyim and realize that our power to affect and influence the world, rather than being influenced by it, and the same thing has to do with how we relate to the world. We look at the world, it's this big, scary world, and what could little old me accomplish in this big, scary world? What could I, how much effect and impact could I have? I'm just a little private person. So when we look at the world that way, we're the Makabel, and the world looks very dark and scary. But when a person is connected to the Mashpia, and is totally involved in the process of Hashpah, of giving, so from that perspective, that is how one opens one's eyes and sees that the world is actually ready. It's when you're not out there. In other words, even if you just take the topic of Mashiach, right? So there's a big conflict. What's the big conflict? Big conflict, some people say the world is ready for it, some people say the world is not ready for it. The Rebbe says, as soon as the world is ready, okay, we don't know. But some people say the world is ready for it, some people say the world is not ready for it. What's the difference? What's the difference in perspective? The difference in perspective is those who see themselves as having to go out and get things from the world. They have to sift out things, whether it's money or whether it's souls or whatever it is, that they're out of the world because they're trying to get something from the world. So those people look at the world, say, listen, I can't go out into the world and talk about Mashiach. They're not going to accept it. They're not ready. But the people who go out into the world and actually do it, and actually do talk to people about Mashiach, and actually do spread the knowledge of, and the awareness of Mashiach in the world, what they see is that people are ready. So everybody sees reality from their own perspective. But it depends on how you're relating to the world. Are you relating to the world as a Makabel? Are you relating to the world as a Mashpia? If you're relating, and the same thing with the Rebbe, are you relating to the Rebbe as a Makabel? Or are you relating to the Rebbe as an extension, as a Mashpia, who's an extension of the Rebbe? Being that I am an extension of the Rebbe, therefore, and the Rebbe invested all his powers in me, therefore I have the same power. I have the same exact power. Not because I developed them or earned them, but because it hasn't invested them in me. But if I go out and I look at the world that way, then I see the world totally different. I see a world which is ready for them. So the Rebbe says, if you're not seeing reality from my perspective, right? If you ask people, how could you say that the world's not ready? The Rebbe said it is. So he explained that the Rebbe is on a much higher level. From his perspective, the world is ready. We're on a much lower level. Our perspective, we have to deal with the reality. From our perspective, we see that people aren't ready to hear. And that's the problem. The problem is that you have a different perspective than what I have. Opening your eyes means that you're not supposed to have a different perspective than the perspective I have. We are now, until now, the way Hasidus explained this, we understood that a Rebbe sees reality from one way, and regular people who have lower souls perceive reality differently. Because we have lower souls, and the Rebbe has a higher soul. So the Rebbe sees reality from the top, we see it from the bottom. We perceive reality differently. The Rebbe is saying, if you are perceiving reality different than I am, that's the problem. The problem is that what I'm telling you is you're not supposed to be Mekabel anymore. You're not supposed to be a Mekabel anymore. You're supposed to be a Mashpia. You're supposed to be an extension of my reality, not something separate which is receiving from 770, which is receiving from the Rebbe. But you're supposed to be an extension of the Rebbe in every single place and in our own lives, as the Rebbe is breaking yourself, and with your family, and in our families, and in the world at large. So it's not two separate points that are not connected. The Rebbe is saying that the only reason why there is a difference in perspective, the only reason why there is a problem, why people have in opening their eyes and seeing the reality, seeing Geula, seeing the revelation of God in the world, that God is more revealed, and there's infinite revelation in the world. The only reason why you can't see it, why people can't see it, is because they're still relating to the Rebbe, to God, to Bechlal in their ruchnistic life. They see themselves as Mekabel, and also when they go out into the world, they have to deal with the world. They see themselves as Mekabel. And because people see themselves as Mekabel, their perspective is, from the perspective of the Mekabel, it's only getting dark. It's only when you become an extension of the Mashpia, and you're completely unified with the Mashpia, and you see your whole role in existence as being a source of light, not being on the receiving end, and you relate to the world as a Mashpia, then that is the process whereby we actually begin to see and perceive reality from the true perspective. So the truth is that our experience in the world has to do with our approach to it. If we see the world as an ungodly place, it's because we see ourselves as Mekablim. When it relates to spirituality, we see ourselves as Mekablim when it relates to the world. It's only when we see ourselves as Mashpir and we see our role as just nothing that the world has to give me, there's nothing that I'm not on the receiving end, but I am an extension of the Mashpia, I am completely connected to it. And one with the Mashpia, then reality looks very, very different, and we actually see that not only has the process of Birurim been completed, but we actually have the actual revelation in actuality and in a revealed way, and obviously this is only the last step before we actually see the full and complete revelation in the most physical and tangible way, that's not dependent on perspective, but that every being and every person and all flesh will see the full and complete revelation of Malach HaMashiach.